His life, but I want to show you something tonight, and I'll show you what we're going to have to do to be able to follow the will and the plan of God. Revelation chapter number 3. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look with me at verse number 7. The Bible said unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth.
Right.
He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I'm not tooting our horn, but I would say we've done our best to keep his word and not deny his name. Looking at our church, I'd say we've got a little strength. Amen. And if you agree with me or not, you'd have to agree that God has set before this church that we in Philadelphia that we just read, God has set before them an open door. And I believe God has set before our church an open door. You know what an open door is? It's an opportunity. An open door is simply a way out to do more. Not to do less, not to change what we are, not to change. Hey, when we come from the old building to this building, everybody said, oh, I'm afraid our church is just gone. We ain't changed, we just got bigger. It's all we did. Same old crazy preacher, same old crazy people, same wild bunch, youth choir. We ain't changed one little bit. And whatever we do through this next open door, we're not going to change there either. Amen. We just going to go from a good many crazy people to a lot more crazy people. So God has set before them an open door. In verse number 7, he said, if I open, no man can shut it. If I open the door, no man can shut it. Now listen to me real good. If God opens us a door, there's going to be the naysayers. There's going to be those that say, well, we can't do that. Let me tell you something. When we came here, we did the absolutely impossible. What we're about to do next is not even in comparison with what we did 19 years ago. It's not even in comparison. What we did 19 years ago, Brother Freddie, on paper was absolutely impossible. And for some reason, God put it in the heart of a banker to make it happen. He said, if I open a door, no man can shut it. I sat up in that balcony 19 years ago as we toured and looked at this building, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, this is it, your home. I said, yeah, but it's $2 million. And he said, I didn't ask you how much it was. I just said, your home. And you know what God has done? He has provided every single step of the way. And I believe he'll provide every step of the way, whatever we are to do next. Amen. He said, I've set before you an open door, and if I open it, can't nobody shut it.
Right.
But he also said, if I shut it, can't nobody open it.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe an open door, I'm trying to think of the right words to say, I believe an open door might be a limited opportunity. I believe a lot of churches has had an open door, and they missed it.
That's right. Yeah.
And God shut the door.
Yeah.
Why are churches dead that used to be on fire?
Yeah.
Maybe because one time there was an open door.
Yeah.
And God said, if you don't want to go, I'm not going to make you.
Yeah.
And slam the thing in their face.
Yeah.
And now they can't even breathe life into it.
Right.
I do not want that to happen here.
Amen.
There's enough guys in here. Brother Spartan Atkins could tell you. Brother Charles could tell you if he was here. Brother Jack could tell you. We've seen it happen. Brother Bob could tell you. We've seen it happen over and over and over. Churches that thrived and people being saved and baptized and lives being changed. And all of a sudden that thing just become dry and stagnant. Why? They didn't want to go through the door. For God to do more, we may have to do more. Does that make sense? He set before him an open door, and he said, if I open it, no man can shut it. But also, if I shut it, no man can open it. That's why so many churches are going through the motions trying to make it happen.
Yep.
And you can't make it happen. I'm not trying to make it happen around here.
Right.
I just show up and let God show up. I don't get in His way. I just let it happen. I'm not making it happen. Amen. Well, a lot of them, maybe at one time they had an opportunity and missed it. I don't want to miss our opportunity. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. I'm going to have a hard time doing this one here. I tell you what, Brother Randy, get that pulpit mic back up, and I'm just going to lay this thing down, and I won't move. How about that? I believe I'll order a new lapel in the morning. Amen. I don't care if it costs $1,000. If it doesn't, if it destroys the preacher's spirit, at least maybe it's something. I'm just kidding. I'm all right. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Won't you look with me at verse number 8? Verse number 8. He said, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is open unto me. And there are many adversaries.
Yep.
He said, there's been a great door open before me, but outside that door, into that new opportunity, there will be many adversaries.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say, if God opens the door, and by faith we walk through that door, it doesn't mean that we're going to walk through it without a fight. There will be some adversaries. I don't want to go into all this, but if we were to start a building program, I'm going to tell you tonight before I'm done what we're going to start first. But if we were to start a building program, everybody's going to have an opinion. Everybody's going to say, well, we need a building committee. We are not having a building committee.
Amen.
Building committee split churches. Amen. We're going to get a few together, and we're going to agree on a design. We're going to agree on colors and that kind of thing, and whoop, there it is. And when it's done, if it's ugly, blame it on me. Amen. I will be the building committee with many advisors. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I'm not being arrogant.
Right.
I'm just telling you, I've been through this stuff, and I know what it does. Amen. I'm not going to have a group tell me what we're going to have.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask God to show me what we're going to have, and then I'm going to get men who is able to help me with it. Amen.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Malachi chapter number 3. Go there. Go there. That's not right. Malachi chapter number 3. Go to Malachi chapter number 3. What about that? Malachi chapter number 3. I want you to look at verse number 10. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10. Say amen when you got it. If you can't find Malachi, go to the first chapter of Matthew and back up. Verse number 10, he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. I'm preaching to people who believe in tithing, sure. And he said again, I'm preaching to people who believe in tithing. Giving God what is already his. That tithing, I'm not preaching on that tonight, but that's not an offering, that's already God's. An offering is anything above that. He said, to bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. You hear what God said? And God said, if you'll do your part, I'm going to open up a window in heaven. That you ain't going to have room to receive it. How many of you like that old song, little is much in God is given, labor not for wealth or fame. Amen. But if we'll get together and do our part, you know what he said he'd do? He said he'd not only open a door, but he said he'd open a window. You know what that window is? That door is an opportunity. That window is a blessing from God.
Amen.
To go through a door, to take a step by faith, we're going to have God's help.
Right.
Amen. We're going to have God take what little we have and multiply what we have, what little we have, to get the job done with it. Amen. Just like when David was collecting the money to build the temple, and they had to stop the people. They said, man, that's enough.
And
to stop them from giving. I'd like to have that problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was pricing pews today. We've talked about that. I'm not a chair guy. I'm not against it, but I just, it's not my preference. I want a church. I want to have pews. Anybody got any idea how much a church pew is?
Yeah.
We were talking about it leaving Grace the other night, and Levi said, "Well, how much you think pews are?" I said, "I think they're about $11 a foot." I called today. We can multiply that by about $70 a foot. Just trying to give you an idea. That opportunity, that open door, won't be cheap.
Right.
That open door will not be cheap, but we do not serve a cheap God. We serve a God that can open a window to do more than we ask or think. Amen. He said, "I'll pour you out a blessing. Hey, Lord, I want to follow you and I want to do your will. And God, if we do your will, please send your blessing and bless what we're doing." Isn't it amazing how we give our little feeble efforts and God blesses that effort and multiplies that thing? It blows my mind. How God take a bunch of hell-deserving sinners like us and see people saved by the hundreds. It blows my mind. It's just because we're giving God with our bodies and our lips. We're giving Him our service. And God is saying, "Hey, give me that little bit you got. It's like the loaves and the fishes. Hey, just bring it to me and let me bless
you.
Watch what I can do with it." So would you agree with me that God opened doors? God opens doors. I don't think He's through opening doors. I really don't. I believe He still wants churches started. I still believe He wants missionaries seen. Amen. I still believe He wants sinners saved and churches to grow. I said this years ago before we come here. Somebody made the statement, "Oh, He just wants a big church." No, I just want to do the will of God. If I had what I wanted, what would suit me would be to pastor a little church like Brother Chad Brown over in Alabama, Yellow Creek Baptist Church. His church is sitting on Lake Wise. You can fish out the church window. Pastor about 50 folks.
Yeah.
Got it made, man. That ain't what God wants for me. And I'm not believing Brother Chad. He's doing God's will. And God's blessing him and God's using him. It's not that I want a big church. I want God. And I want His approval. I want God to be pleased with what we're doing.
Yes.
Amen. We okay?
Yes.
Would you agree He opens doors?
Yes.
Would you agree He can open when He opens a door? Would you agree He can open a window?
Yes.
Would you also agree that if He opens a door, He can shut it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're at a very critical time for a church. I know we're not physically, monetarily able right now to just start a building program tomorrow. I'd like to. I wish there's a bulldozer sitting in the parking lot right now. Boy, y'all might even get an amen. I wish there was. I wish somebody would get as excited as I am. Amen. I wish there's a big fat roll of blueprints laying right here I can show you tonight and say, "This is what we're doing." But until we get to that point, I think we need to be getting ready for that. We can't just up one day and say, "All right, let's build a building." We're going to have to get ready to build that building. How do we do that, preacher? Well, we got to walk through the door. And then we got to trust God to open that window. And pray we get through that door before God shuts that door. Amen. I'm going to show you how it works. Go back to Proverbs. Give you some scripture you are well familiar with. I don't want to keep talking about it. Proverbs chapter number 3. Y'all doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all excited?
Yes, sir.
You say, "Well, I'd be excited if what we're going to do, if I knew what we were going to do." Listen, if it's God, it'd be great.
Yes.
Even though I don't know what heaven's going to be like, but I'm excited about it. I know if God's in control of it, that thing's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I know whatever's through this open door, whatever it is, whether it's, I don't know, I ain't going to go there. Whatever it is, if it's God, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter number 3, I'm going to show you how this thing works. Proverbs chapter number 3, look with me at verse number 5. You know this, I got to be my last. I can quote this one, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Here's how this thing works. Verse number 5, trust.
Amen.
This is just how it works. If we're going to go through an open door, we're going to have to trust God.
Yeah. Amen.
If you think that I didn't have to trust him in coming here, yeah, some of y'all were here at that time. Yeah. That was a big deal. It was a big deal, Jeff, when we left that little building over there and come there. I remember I couldn't find my way around in this building. I remember standing in that hallway back there, and I came in. I couldn't remember where I came in or how to get out. I was all turned around. I remember standing in the middle of this place going, man, this will last till the rapture. We'll never fill this up.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to pay for it. I was the talk every Monday morning of the Ministerial Association of Billerica Tourism. I was the idiot. They were laying odds on how long it would take till we went under.
Oh, yeah.
In my own heart, we couldn't do it. But I knew it in my heart. God said, do it. I had no other choice. It was completely outside of my ability. It was completely outside of our church's ability.
You're right.
I'm telling you, ethically, financially, it was crazy.
That's right.
So was marching around Jordan. Marching around Jordan with no weapons for 7 days, tooting on trumpets on the Sabbath. That didn't make no sense. But it's what God said to do. So you know what Joshua said? Joshua said to the people, this is what God said. Now bless his name, and we're going to do it. It takes trust. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. All thy ways, acknowledge him. So it takes trust plus acknowledgement. Trust plus acknowledgement. In other words, if we'll acknowledge him and trust him, trust plus acknowledgement, if you'll finish the verse, equals direction. Does that make sense? It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust plus acknowledgement, watch this, equals direction.
Amen. That's good.
You look at verse number 7 through 10, plus obedience equals windows of blessings. What good is it to know the will of God and not do it?
Right.
You know it's God's will. I ain't preaching on tithing, but you know it's God's will for you to tithe. You say, I can't afford it. Friend, you can't afford not to.
Amen.
You can't outgive him. My preacher always told me, you can't keep your tithes. You never will.
Amen.
It'll be the washing machine, the refrigerator, the transmission. You're not going to keep it. Trust plus acknowledgement equals direction plus obedience. It's not enough to know the will of God. We've got to do the will of God. And then when we acknowledge him and act on what he said and trust in what he said, then he'll say, okay, now I'll pour you out a blessing. I see you mean business. Amen. I don't know about the rest of us, but I mean business.
Amen.
I prayed this morning. I said, Lord, I don't give a rip. I really don't. That's what I prayed. I said, that's the same vernacular I used. I said, Lord, I don't give a rip what you want, but I'm ready for whatever it is.
Yes,
I don't care. I'll go back to my 30s and have the zeal that I had then. And I got a little bit more sense now, not a whole lot more sense, but I'm just still crazy enough to do whatever he said.
Yeah.
And if it's as crazy as marching around Jerusalem, bless God, or Jericho, we'll march around Jericho. If it's as crazy as going to the bank and borrowing money we can't afford to pay back, we'll go to the bank and borrow money we can't afford to pay back.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get a lot of amens right there. I'm not going to build a building just to fit us.
Amen.
That's right.
That'd be stupid.
Uh-huh. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
When God shows me exactly what he wants, I'm not even going to worry about the cost.
Right.
I'm not going to count the cost.
Yeah.
I talked to that guy in Alabama today about those pews. Talked to him for 20 minutes. Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He said $70 a foot. I about fell off the couch. He said, Pastor, did I lose you? I mean, uh-oh, we've been breaking up. My heart was going like this right here. But I just got news for you. I still like pews.
Amen.
If they're $170 a foot, I still like them. That's my heart's desire.
Right.
If God says you need to use chairs, that's what I'll do. But I'm going to tell God, I want pews.
Amen.
I think your house deserves the best that there is. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Just so everybody knows, Bricky likes pews, okay? Amen. Amen. Somebody said you ought to do theater. It's not a theater.
That's right.
You ought to build a multi-use facility. It's not a multi-use facility.
Amen, bro.
It's church.
Amen, sir.
If play is all you're concerned about, go to go with us.
Amen.
Listen, this is how we got where we are. Trust plus acknowledgement equals direction. We added to the direction a little obedience. And when we added the obedience, God opened the windows.
Yes.
He didn't open them all at once, Brother Frederick.
Right.
We had some hard days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
He gave us over $250,000 in one leap on the second quarter of this building. The time we'd have paid that thing off with interest, it'd been $500,000. So he's already given us a $500,000 one time.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I burned a mortgage on Sunday night right here.
Yeah.
I keep that trash can. Somebody said, why don't you throw that trash can away? No, because it's still got the burn marks on it.
Yeah.
Every time I see them burn marks, I'm reminded about a window that opened in heaven. I'm reminded where I lay on my face and said, God, there's no way this note's coming due and we cannot. You told me to come here. You told me to come here. And I obeyed you. Now here I am. And God said, how about this phone call?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Old Deacon from First Baptist met me and sat right there in that lady's bathroom. Used to be my office. We had met with him to see if they could drop the interest a little bit so maybe we could afford a payment.
Right.
He sat there. He said, preacher, well, I'll just tell you. He said, we voted yesterday. We met on Monday morning. He said, we voted yesterday just to do away with the interest.
Woo! Yeah.
That's half the debt.
Yeah.
I said, Lord of God, man, I just stood up out of my chair, was headed to hug him. He stuck with his hands, his old lips started quivering. He said, preach that ain't all.
Yeah.
He said, we decided to forgive the whole thing.
Yeah.
Open windows.
Yeah.
You see, I can trust him now because I've seen him do it before.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. We took a little handful of people on Happy Valley Church Road in Dallas, Georgia.
Yes,
and added three times the building what we had to begin with, never borrowed a nickel.
Yes, sir.
It's a whole lot harder to build now than it was then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to spend $100,000 just for a set of blueprints. There ain't no way around it. When we got the permit to build that building, do you know what kind of blueprints I took? Drawed out on a little piece of paper. They said, preacher, what are you going to build? I said, something like this. Here's a permit. That's a whole lot harder now. But we have to obey the laws of the land. We have to do things right.
Yes, sir.
I'm just rattling a little bit, but you stay with me. Somebody asked me yesterday, said, is there any way around putting a fire sprinkler in it? I don't want to get around it.
That's right. That's right.
If it means the safety of our people, I want to do what's right.
Yes, right.
That's good.
Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, if we have an upper level, they make you put in the elevator. We'll put in the elevator. He said, preacher, I know. I told you, God trust him. Amen. I've watched him open windows. I've watched him make a way when there was not a way. That's how it works. That's how we've gotten to where we are. That's how this thing all started. When I became pastor in like 93. I missed it way out. When I became pastor in 93, you know what it took? It took trust on my part. And then it took trust on Brother Charles's part, Brother Robert's part, and Miss Janice's part, and Brother Carl Mitchell's part. So it took trust on my part, and it took trust on the part of the church. So whatever this door is that God sets before us, it's going to take trust on my part, and it's going to take trust on your part.
Amen.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know what it is or how soon it's going to be. And I'm going to ask you to trust God with me, Paul.
Amen.
Amen, sir.
Amen. Trying to think where I'm going to start. Or stop. With all of these open doors over the years, every ministry, and I'm not going to go through them all. With every open door, God has opened a window. Every time we obey Him, He's made a way. Every single time. You ever notice how we've never had to even really try hard to come up with money to buy buses?
That's right. That's right.
You ever wonder why that is? Maybe because that's the door He opened.
That's right. Certainly is.
No problem. Why? He's for it.
That's right.
He's for it. There was barely 100 of us when we came here.
Amen.
We came up with a down payment. It was impossible. But God did it.
Amen.
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 Open doors and open windows. That's exactly how it works. Now let me give you just a little tidbit of information. Within the last five years, we have gone from $700,000 of debt to a little over $5,500. That's a big drop. But we redid that loan 5 years ago. Before that, the whole time we were here, we owed the same thing we did when we came. All we was doing was paying interest on top of interest. That was the sorriest loan. They ought to be sued for giving it to us.
Amen.
And in the last 5 years, we paid down over $200,000.
Praise God.
Amen.
What if we could double that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
What if we could pay this thing off? You know what'd be standing in their way? Nothing.
Amen.
Not one thing. I'm going to talk to our banker, and we're going to come up with some ways. What if we could all give a little extra and pay an extra payment every month and put it toward principal?
Amen.
You want to see God open a window? We might want to walk through the door first and show God we're serious.
Amen.
There'll be naysayers. There'll be opposition. But again, move as much when God is in it.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Amen.
I'll buy my family a pew. I may buy them too. And if you buy a pew, it doesn't mean we're putting your name on it.
Amen.
They put nobody's name on nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Unless somebody wants to donate the whole sheet match.
Yeah.
And we'll call it Brother So-and-so Auditorium. I'm kidding. I ain't doing that. Amen. People do that all over the place, man. And it comes back to Bible. Bless God, my daddy built this building. No, God built the building.
That's right.
I just want to know we're on the same page. How many of you think we need more room?
Yeah.
Amen.
Any of you think what we got's old and wore out?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about the preacher. I'm talking about all the stuff. I'm talking about all the stuff around here. Amen. Amen. We got some, there's a lot more to this, but I'm gonna stop right here. But there's a long road ahead of us. But I think it'll be some of the best days of our lives.
Amen.
Be some of the best days of our lives.
Amen.
Some of the most exciting times in 25 years of ministry is when we did something together with the help of God. I'll never forget building over there. I'll never forget when we tore that wall out and I preached. Brother Jeff, you remember that plastic up? Brother Clint, y'all remember that plastic up behind me where the baptistry was? We preached till we got that thing all the way done and tore down that plastic. Boom, there was the new part of the sanctuary. That was exciting.
Amen.
It was all them pictures I went through of us digging the footings and all that good stuff. Man, that was an exciting time. When we came over here and toured this place, y'all remember I brought the whole school over here, Candace. And y'all walked around in that whole house. Every one of the kids was squalling. We got on the ground and prayed again. Preacher, do you really believe? Yeah, I do. And we watched God do it.
Amen.
Now we take for granted what He did.
Yeah.
I'm still thankful for it.
Yes.
And if He wanted me to stay right here in this same very spot and never grow, just stay like we are, but you cannot believe God wants that.
No.
Right.
He wants us to get them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
He's coming soon. Amen.
Amen.
Open doors and open windows. The door's open. Don't know where it's going, but it's open. I got some ideas. I can see a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
We just need to pray.
Trust.
We need to come together as a church in unity and pray, God, show our preacher what to do. And when you show Him, confirm it in our hearts.
Yes.
That it's your will.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, whatever it is, I'm not going to fight about nothing.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for.
That's right.
We're here to preach the Word of God and win souls. I'm not going to fight about anything.
Amen.
This thing will do it. If we don't give way to it, it won't happen.
Right.
Amen. We all want to make up our minds. I'm not going to fight about anything.
Amen.
Amen. There's certain things I'd love to have, the Lord said, no. Okay. Whatever you want. Amen. Let's stand up for you. You know, these open doors and open windows doesn't just work for the church.
That's right.
That's right.
It works for your family, too.
Amen.
Work for your children. You learn how to trust and acknowledge. Receive His direction and then obey it. When you watch God open the window, give you what you need to do what He asked you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get us a prayer sheet. Y'all hand them out. They lay something down there.